6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, April 28, 2022, just 2 days left in the month of April. You remember learning all those things in school about 30 days, half September, April, June, and November? You remember that one? Yeah, see, I don't know about half the today's classes and what they're learning, other than CRT and how to have sex when you're 8 years old. I mean, half of this stuff, I mean, it's just nuts out there, isn't it? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour today. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, our phone lines are always open to you, our valued listeners. We probably have some of the smartest listeners in the world listening to the show. 844-769-2944. If you've got something to add to today's commentary. Oh, this is going to be a juicy show today. In our top of next hour, we've got Andy Steele, who is the operations manager at AE 911 Truth, as well as a host of the weekly podcast 911 Freefall and creator of the 383-page book, Born on 9/11. And this basically is an entire, I mean, it's a whole book. I've gone cover to cover with it, and the whole thing is like a cartoon, like a book that's a comic book. 383-page comic book. And it's a graphic novel that actually has some real people's names mentioned in it. So, you know, this is what we're going to be talking about with Andy Steele. Of course, this brings up a whole lot of what the government would like to call conspiracy theories. This is their excuse to shut us up. Because when we come up with stuff that's the truth, and we have a lot of truth seekers on this show, you know, we're talking about 9/11. That hits home for a lot of people, not just the victims of the families of 9/11, the victims of 9/11, the victims we don't even know where they are of 9/11. And we're talking about Flight 93. We already know that there were bodies scattered all over the place there. Flight 77, we don't know, because there's enough evidence out there to show that Flight 77 did not hit the Pentagon, despite what the government tells us. The government, you know, and I remember when Flight 800 went down, who'd they put on camera? FBI spokesman James Carlstrom. Remember that moron? He is a pathological liar. He gets on there, and the reason they put him on is because he can sit there with a straight face and lie to you. And that's what he does. He gets on all the cameras and all the major media. This is part of my speech in Myrtle Beach on May 14th, that Saturday morning, when we talk about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. A lot of it is not just cancel culture. A lot of it has to do with the media basically being spoon-fed by our government and going along with the whole narrative, because they don't want the truth coming out. They want us all kept in a state of confusion. So before we get into that, we want to let you know that there's only a couple of days left, today and tomorrow, where you can get iComplex CS for $49.95, because after the 29th, the price is going to go up to $52.95. It's going up $3 because the bottles have 120 capsules instead of 90. And the dose per day is 4 instead of 3 because they've got new ingredients in them. The pills are smaller and easier to swallow. But a total of 4 has more than 3 of the older ones that you would take in the previous dose. So we're doing the iComplex special pricing this week only. It ends tomorrow. We also have 10% off of North American Urban Spice, Strauss Naturals, and Head to Toe Clay. And we're doing closeouts on Sammy Plus, Tranquil, and Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 count. Those three are all half off. Our new address for the Power Hour in the Power Mall is P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour on your local radio station, because we are on several stations around the country, we invite our general managers of those stations to reach out and touch somebody. Hit us up at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know how your listening audience is, because we are getting to the truth day after day. We'll figure this out before it all goes to hell in a handbasket. And if you're a business, small business especially, it's the one thing we always promote to the small businesses is helping your business grow. And we would love to do that. support@thepowerhour.com. If you'd like to advertise on the Power Hour, we'd love to have you. And also, the buymeacoffee.com banner, when you go on thepowerhour.com, pops up. And all you do is click on that to buy us a cup of coffee, or you can Go and hit the level 1, 2, or 3 and become a team member, a team player, and get perks while doing it. And we appreciate your support in helping to keep our show on the air. Like I said, we've been here since 2000. We're not going anywhere. Mark in Iowa. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, hey, good morning. I talked to you yesterday, you know, and about the pilot. You know, I don't know if he knows that, but maybe he can't reveal it because, you know, he's signs all kinds of documents. But, you know, the Boeing actually installed this anti-hijacking hardware and software in their planes in 1999 so that if a hijacker got into the cockpit and took control, that they could actually put everybody to sleep in the cockpit. They have this sleeping gas, and this is what they outfitted their planes with in 1999. And then they could put all the passengers to sleep. And back, like I said, in the old days, but actually they would put an AWAC up in the air, and then they would take the control of the plane, remote control, and they could fly that plane and land it anywhere they wanted to. And the other thing was is that they, you know, they had this technology, and they rigged it with a fighter jet now, with an F-16 or an F-15. Actually, the pilot could, an F-15, they could put two of them up in the air if something happened in the plane, or, you know, a pilot or a co-pilot both stroked out, or there was something that happened where they collision or something and they were dead or something like that, they could actually put an F-16 or F-15 up in the air, and they could take control of the plane, remote control, from the fighter pilot.
Okay, now, so you have been doing some research into this. You're one of our loyal truth seekers out there here on the Power Hour. And if you could send me the links at support@thepowerhour.com so we can share that information with people. I am waiting to get some other breaking news from Lane, who we had on the show that you talked to yesterday, and it's going to be a couple of days, but we anticipate hearing something perhaps by tomorrow that I want to try to get him back on for at least a news brief in the morning. But that's interesting, but I'd like to see your research if you could share a copy of that with us. We appreciate that, Mark.
Well, actually, you could go right here. Let me tell you real quick. You could go stillnessinthestorm.com. It's called stillnessinthestorm.com, and it tells you about, and if you do the research, you'll find out of all this technology that they had. And like I said, they could land those planes remote control.
All right. We'll look into that because, I mean, if you've got, we need to get more information. I know there's a lot of websites out there that are specifically designed, you know, and see, part of the problem, see, is a lot of people look at what they used to look at in newspapers. And when they look at stuff in newspaper, well, the newspaper said it, Walter Cronkite said it, it's on the internet, it has to be real. I mean, I learned how to amputate my leg and then reattach it by reading the internet. So, you know, we know that there's a lot of disinformation out there and websites, but I really want to try to, you know, get into this stuff. Send me whatever research, by the way. Anybody listening out there that wants to shoot us research at support@thepowerhour.com, I would love to see what you got, because, I mean, we really try to vet as much of the stuff as we can. Now, sleeping gas on the plane. What Mr. Kavanaugh said yesterday is the only thing that he recollects. I would think these pilots would know about this stuff, but, you know, it's real hard to fathom. And, but you know, I can understand why they would put everybody to sleep on a plane, is because they could either crash it, they could shoot it down, and nobody would know what happened to them. This just goes along with all of our other evident theories of what might have happened to Flight 93 and Flight 77 if this technology indeed existed in 1989, Mark. So we appreciate you sending anything in writing, folks, if you're listening now. I know that 9/11 has hit a lot of people, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour. We appreciate your call, Mark. I'm going to get on to the news here. Biden, Scarecrow, is going to ask Congress for new powers to seize Russian assets. He wants lawmakers to give him authority to seize oligarch assets and enable the proceeds to flow to Ukraine. You know, when you're bought and paid for by Ukrainians, and we're talking about his son Hunter through Burisma, you got to wonder, how all this works. And it's pretty doggone obvious what's happening when you have situations like this pop up. And he comes out of the box, comes out of his little shell, and pops his head out of the sand and asks for something. To me, it's nuts. And the only people that are going to support him are the warmongers. We call them war pigs. At least that's what Black Sabbath calls them, war pigs. Nigeria has blocked 73 million phone numbers because they weren't linked to the national identity numbers roster. In 2011, African countries, including Kenya, Egypt, Ghana, and Nigeria, agreed to enforce SIM registration laws to curb cybercrimes, identity theft, and scams. Nigeria rolled out a mandatory 11-digit digital identity number that requires citizens to register their personal details, photos, and biometrics. The NIN, that's not Nine Inch Nails, folks. It's required to open a bank account, apply for driver's license, vote, get health insurance, file tax returns. And the Daily Caller, by the way, is reporting shock and awe. Yeah, they're reporting that the Disney has capitulated to DeSantis. Well, I hate to say this. We already knew that when somebody reared their ugly head, you know, that there was going to be a problem. When you start coming out of the box and you start endorsing stuff that, you know, we don't consider innocent anymore, that's a real problem. Florida Governor DeSantis has also signed a bill creating the nation's first Office of Election Crimes and Security. That's right. He's going to make it a felony to mess with our voting system. So you watch and see if that doesn't help cut things down. North of the border, George Freund, sir, good morning. How are things in your neck of the woods? And I use the woods figuratively.
Well, just the same. Just the same as your neck of the woods. We're going okay. Underwater. Somebody left a hatch open on the submarine. And unfortunately, a lot of people voted for them. So it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. It is unfortunate.
But you're walking into one of my favorite playgrounds, 9/11.
Of course.
I wrote a blog a long time ago called The Brains Behind the Planes, Dov Zakheim. He was the controller at the Pentagon. And he used to work for a company that made something called the Flight Termination System, Systems Planning Corporation of Arlington, Virginia, where you could take over several airplanes in flight from the ground or from another airplane and put them in places they might not normally fit. He was also kind of responsible for that missing $3 trillion that nobody talks about anymore either. But a guest I've always used on Power Hour, Scott Bennett, who was working in the Pentagon at the time, he went to prison for exposing things like that for a long time. And one of the strangely ironic things is I stumbled upon this long before I knew him and brought it up with Dave and Joyce when Dave was on Power Hour a long time ago, and basically got his story out, even though I didn't know him. The good Lord worked in mysterious ways to get those words in front of the American people, in front of the world. And it's very, very important to understand when you're dealing with intelligence agencies and the bag of tricks that they have, it is phenomenal. And, you know, sleeping gas on a plane is almost child's play. But another story I came across a long, 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 long time ago, and that's probably why Joyce brought me on to Power Hour, is because I'm a good digger, and so are a lot of my researchers. But there was a rendition flight. A rendition flight's called like a Janet flight. It's off the books, and aircraft controllers are supposed to close their eyes, and I guess in the old days you could smoke a cigarette and pretend it's not really there unless it gets into somebody's flight path. But November 12, 2001, there was one from Phoenix Air, a CIA-known airline, to take 113 passengers to an airport near Jonestown, Guyana, flight number 198PA. And the reason you'd want to go there, because there's a whole lot of dead Americans that, you know, you could probably take their IDs and get a new person out of the whole deal. And then you just disappear off the books. You can be written off for dead. And that's kind of the end of a long story. But these flight termination systems caller or a researcher from Power Hour, as I recall, went into it and found out there were a lot of American planes, military planes, exactly the same with a few minor differences as the planes that they say crashed here and there and went all asunder. And that probably accounts for the fact that the jet engine found in the street was from a military plane. So it's just like cars, you know, you got the one me and you drive, and then you got a police package. And there's just something a little bit different about the engine. It's a higher performance engine, transmission, but it's completely different than the civilian model. And when you find pieces from one of those, you know, it wasn't my car or your car. It was probably a leftover cop shop car, crash test dummy, for the rest of us dummies to plant evidence. So that's part of the nitty-gritty of some of the things with 9/11. That's always been one of my passions. You know, there was a firefighter who died on 9/11. His name was Freund. And I take that, he was a lieutenant with the New York Fire Department. I take that very personally. And a lot of detectives in New York used to support me on another show I did by, you know, collecting money in the lunchroom and sending me some cash to keep me on the air. Because a whole lot of brothers and sisters got killed then, and nobody cares. And it wouldn't stop or hesitate them to do it again in a second if they could get away for it. And that's why it's a big, big, big plus to have alternative media. And a quick comment I like to make about Ukraine, and before I head off and stock up on supplies and things like that, you know, Grandma always had a solution for when the boys were fighting. And that solution was, you don't pick sides, and everybody's wrong for fighting. And if Grandma was alive, the Russians and the Ukrainians and all the Euro rats and anybody else supporting war would be wrong, and they would be punished, and you wouldn't pick sides, and peace would come very, very quickly. And in our family days, that would be, you better do it before Grandpa gets home from work. And in our life that, today, yeah, you better do it before the Lord comes, because yeah, it's going to be a mess if you don't clean it up.
That's true. Well, we appreciate it, George. Thanks so much for your input this morning, and good luck on your shopping trip. We appreciate that. All right. So, folks, you know, some interesting things that are taking place in the world today, and a lot of us can't seem to shake what happened way back when. What looks like, all in all, a false flag attack staged by our own government to give them an excuse to go in and destabilize the Middle East by taking out Saddam Hussein and making everybody go rah-rah, shish-kumba, let's all sing kumbaya. Notice how I rhymed all that? Yeah. LOL. LMAO. So the thing is that, you know, most of Americans, including the 220 million that went out and got the jab, believed every single narrative the government told them. Every single bit of it. They believed every bit of it. They chewed it up and digested it, and that was the end of it. And you know the people who didn't believe all of it was all those architects and engineers and people that said, no way those buildings came down. And what was the BBC reporting that WTC-7 collapsed 30 minutes before the building actually went down? And they're on the air in Britain, the BBC, 30 minutes prior to the collapse, telling everybody the building has collapsed. How does that happen unless somebody had prior knowledge, right? That's not a conspiracy theory. That's actual proven fact that broadcast did actually air. Everybody knows it, and those who saw it know. And see, like me and in my family, in my household, we take this very personally because I was stranded out of town on 9/11, and my wife was working for American Airlines as a customer service agent. And she was fired as a result of what happened on 9/11. And I can tell you right now, nobody in this household can shake that eerie feeling when she had people of Middle Eastern descent come to her counter and videotape check-in procedures weeks before 9/11. And one of those Middle Easterners came to the counter wanting to book a complete through fare bulkhead seating, which is impossible. You just couldn't do it, and he threw a fit when he found out he couldn't get bulkhead. Now, what does that tell you? She reported it to her supervisors, and her supervisors basically told her to go suck eggs. And she hasn't forgotten that because she doesn't have a distrusting bone in her body. Why would she lie? And she's even passed a FBI background check. So you got to wonder when somebody gets fired because of the fact of 9/11 and somebody was stranded. I was doing a nonprofit fundraiser for the Cancer Society in El Paso and assisting in that, doing some entertainment. And I ended up having to drive back to San Antonio in a rental car, which was 12 hours of driving past blockades. I mean, literally, the military was out. They had military checkpoints stopping people. I mean, I remember all of this like it was yesterday, folks. And I got on the phone as to my buddy in Naval Intel as soon as I heard there were two other planes in the air. And as soon as I saw the second plane hit the South Tower, I knew immediately that we were under attack. The question is, by whom? And you see, the more the story started to unfold, especially the comments made by Danielle O'Brien, I have included a video in our upcoming post that you really need to see. You may have seen it already. It's on 9/11 Pentagon strike. And it sends chills down my spine and almost to tears every time I see it because of what that video contains. And there's a lot of stuff in there from the American Society of Civil Engineers. This stuff is not horse pucky. It's not conspiracy theory, folks. This is the real McCoy that's asking questions nobody else is asking because they're all suffering from cognitive dissonance. They don't want to believe our government could be so corrupt and do something like that. Why was Georgie Porgy, and I'm talking about W, you know who you are, former president, why was he sitting in a classroom in Florida with a, reading a book upside down when he was whispered in the ear something was wrong? Huh. Amazing how that works. You got to ask yourself a lot of questions here. And, you know, if you are still one of those, and like I said, when I got on the phone to my buddy in Naval Intel, it's like, you know, I here's what I think happened to flight and see Loose Change, you know, that website out there. Again, you know, if it's on the internet, it has to be real. Well, I can't buy into every single thing because what they're saying is that Flight 93 ended up in Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. I'm sorry, that doesn't fit with my narrative. I believe Flight 77 landed at Cleveland Hopkins and it was flown to the NASA hangar, which is now closed. It's NASA's Glenn Research Center. Go look it up on Google Earth if you don't believe me. That hangar's big enough to park a 757 in. We're going to be back with more news and information for you after this break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, and it's Thursday, April 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Yes, I'm talking in my news voice. Just because we're doing news, we've got an email blast that we send everybody. And this is the beauty about signing up for this thing, because when you do, you get everything I'm talking about and then some. Because obviously, you know, when we hit a nerve like I think we did this morning, every time, I mean, there are people out there, and God bless you, there are people out there that have a very difficult time shaking what happened on 9/11. And a lot of them believe our government was behind it. I believe our government was behind it. I believe they did it to get all these ignorant people to run and go join up in the service so they can go over to Iraq and get themselves killed. You know, everything they do, you know, the government doesn't take a dump without a reason. It's just the way things work around here. When you got Biden asking Congress for new powers to seize Russian assets, when you've got a British judge ruling that the U.S. can extradite Julian Assange, you know, you've got the rise of private armies in African conflicts. You've got Senate Republicans pushing a bill to ban Biden from canceling student debt. Oh, that's Bernie Sanders' deal. Trust me on that one. And you've got a federal judge, you know, the Trump appointee, explain in full why he's blocking Biden administration's termination of Title 42. And another judge, on the other hand, saying parties can defend shielding documents during the Sussman probe. All of this stuff can be read on our email blast. We give you the complete details so you can read what we are sifting through, because some of this stuff I have a hard time wrapping my head around. Other things are just, they're basically news, and you can take it with a grain of salt. But then we have the phone lines open, 844-769-2944, to find out what's going on in your mind today. And if it has anything to do with the subject matter we're talking about, hey, feel free to chime in. Bill in Utah, how are you today, sir?
Just fine.
What can we do for you? How are you? What's going on in your mind? What's,
well,
in your world?
Your signal on 13845 is just barely strong enough here in Payson, Utah, for me to actually hear you and understand you. Nothing
more. My goodness. Okay.
With respect to cognitive dissonance, I've been having a form of cognitive dissonance ever since you people changed to having a morning 3-hour live show to a midday live 2-hour show.
I know.
Because of the fact, and I expect I'm probably not alone in that particular situation. Apparently, you didn't watch Mr. Bush long enough, because after his aide wandered up and whispered in his ear, what he whispered in his ear was that the second plane had hit the second tower. That's what he was told. But then after the aide walked away, if you watched his face closely, he got that funny little something-eating grin on his face, like a little kid that's sitting in class who just flatulated, and he's the only one who knows who flatulated, and he's got that funny little smile on his face, so I'm the only one who knows.
Yeah,
well,
Bill.
Exactly.
The reason why
he was the only one who knew is because it was his vice president that managed the entire process.
I'm not surprised. And see, the thing is that,
and
Bill,
you know,
God bless you, sir. You know, you're right on. I get what you're saying, and I think a lot of Americans agree with you.
If the nation had actually been under threat, they wouldn't have let him sit there in a classroom listening to kids reading to him. They would have picked him up, got him back out to the SUV, and got him on his way to a safe place like Air Force One. But he knew that Liz Cheney's father was sitting nice and safe in the Situation Room underneath the White House, knew what was going on, knew we weren't under attack, and basically just let Cheney go ahead and do what Cheney had already told him he was going to do. They all knew they didn't act like they felt threatened. And anybody that thought that they looked like they were threatened would have to assume they were on some serious psychiatric drugs to keep them from looking like they were being threatened.
I agree, sir. That's great.
Four more brain cells who actually looks at the continuum of stuff, which is still out there on the internet to see, and can't figure it out, probably doesn't deserve to live in a free country. Because they aren't smart enough to live in a free country.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That's probably one of the better narratives that I've heard. Cognitive dissonance. Yeah, the people that are living in la la land, so to speak. And I appreciate your comments this morning. Thank you. From Utah, I will let our producers know 13.845 is not coming in as good as it should be. So. All right, there you have it. Thanks for letting us know that. Even if it's on the air, folks, if you've got some input, 844-769-2944 is the number. And yeah, that Bill makes a great point. When you're talking about a president of the United States that all of a sudden finds out that his country has been attacked, he would have been up out of that chair in a heartbeat, totally in shock, alarmed. And that's not the reaction we got, was it? Which, you know, Bill, that's a great observation. And we appreciate that input because, you know, see, sometimes we need to be reminded of what actually happened way back when. We need to be reminded, which is why I include the video of the Pentagon strike in our email blast. Folks, you got to watch this 5-minute and 41-second video because, I mean, literally it points a finger right at our own federal government. And I really would like to get Danielle O'Brien Howell on this show. She was an ATC traffic controller at Dulles Air Traffic Control in D.C., and she was watching all of this stuff on her screen and said, man, there's no way that's a 757. This thing was maneuvering too fast. You know, we're all thinking a missile hit the Pentagon, launched by an aircraft flying at low altitude. And, of course, the FBI confiscated all the videos, so nobody knows what's going on. And see, so what Bill said about Cheney being sunk down below, 8 floors down in the Situation Room, you got to wonder if, you know, Bill's not right. And the thing is, when you have scenarios like that popping up, things start making sense. You start looking at what's going on and saying, hey, you know, this whole scenario, it's just like I would like to see a complete manifest of everyone besides Ted Olson's wife, Barbara, that was on Flight 77 that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon because I believe they were taxied over to the NASA hangar at Cleveland and they were all murdered in that NASA hangar and their bodies and belongings disposed of, the pain on the plane, the numbers were repainted. It was put back into service because we don't know what happened to Flight 77 because there has to be wreckage somewhere. And we don't see any evidence of it at all. None at the Pentagon. None. When you see this video, it will shock the conscience. I almost tear every single time, especially when I see the comments pop up on the screen from air traffic controller Danielle O'Brien. It's pretty scary when your own air traffic controllers start denying what's going on, and then they all of a sudden start making up stuff. It's like, who got to you? You see, the government was very careful. They have all the James Callstroms out there, all their spokespeople, saying what they damn well please to confuse the masses and make them believe what they want them to believe. And what happened? We all ended up in Iraq, didn't we? We all were doing war. The banks were making money on both sides. It was a shit show. Patrice in Ohio, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm just a little fired up, if you can catch the tone of my voice.
Well, I got to tell you, so, you know, I remember 9/11 like it was yesterday. My husband was stranded in Las Vegas. Wasn't it crazy? You didn't see planes in the air for days.
Nope.
Just bizarre. However, yeah, we all lived through it and you just can't believe somebody, your government's lying to you like that. However, have you ever heard of Rebecca Roth?
The name rings a bell. The name rings a bell, but I don't believe I've read it.
I don't know how true it is or not, but after listening to, she's written a couple books and been on, you know, alternative news. I've yet to really know that anybody disproves what she said, but she claimed to be a airline stewardess back in the day and knew all the protocols.
Right.
And how, you know, they were doing little maneuvers that day. That was a test day all across the United States. So they knew about it, you know, like this could be live or this we could be doing a simulation. We're doing training, terrorist training, blah, 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 blah. So her hypothesis was they took these people, they took the flights didn't go where they said. And so they had the passengers say things because they were told that they were going through like a terrorist exercise and call your loved one and, you know, tell them what's going on. You know, this is all like a simulation and like just so some of the. Well, first of all, you couldn't back then. You couldn't use a cell phone on
right.
a freaking plane.
No, you
work.
Couldn't. You couldn't.
I mean,
and see, and supposedly, yeah, Patrice. Supposedly, Barbara Olson called her husband Ted Olson, who was the Solicitor General of the United States, from Flight 77, and told him what was going on. And I'm like, you know what
yeah,
you just said. How is it you can do that?
What that was prefab. That was prefab. They had some, they had the whoever the airline stewardess was say, okay, pretend the terrorist has got a gun to your head or this and that. Speak to your loved one as if, you know, you're never going to speak to them again, blah, 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 blah. So, of course, mm-hmm. they had all the recordings, you know. The other thing is how she kind of thinks that, you know, obviously the flights never happened, that they were just tabled, put into different locations, and then done away with the people on the
That was the thing.
And then,
you know,
of course,
a lot of people think
how many people had insurance policies on the people in the Twin Towers. And the owner of the Twin Towers, it had asbestos, and he didn't want to clean up the asbestos in the building, so he had it demoed. However, he had it demoed because he didn't want to pay for it.
Right.
Clean it up, and all the insurance policies on that building right before. There's just so many things that, you know, they can't explain away. Oh, and then, you know, that the fire guys heard bombs go off before anything ever hit the towers.
Well, then that was, you know, we already knew the whole thing was coordinated, and the all these architects and engineers from AFCE that have gotten together, Patrice, and came up with all of these different scenarios and said there is no way that any of these three buildings in New York that collapsed onto themselves were done other by anything other than a controlled demolition. There is just absolutely no way it could have happened other than that. And they basically said that somebody got into that building. The entire building was rigged with explosives. It was done in the off hours when nobody was in there. An FBI agent allegedly died in there that was very close to the situation because they didn't want him talking. They couldn't take that chance. They had to keep up with all of the narrative. And this is what happened with COVID-19. It's the same bloody thing as 9/11, and 220 million people ran out and got the jab. Oh, that too. You read my mind. You read my mind. You read my mind.
And how Donald Trump is totally backed away from that. Totally backed away from everything he said on that day. Totally.
Yep, gotta love that.
Disgusting.
So, yeah,
all
I know
in
it.
On it.
Appreciate your call this morning, Patrice. Thank you for chiming in. Remember we told you about Florida passing a law right now, making it a felony to tamper with the elections? Well, Wisconsin, Walworth County, Wisconsin, has become the first local government in the state to ban the acceptance of private money or grants for use in the administration of election. This is specifically targeting Mark Zuckerberg and anybody like him that is going in here and contributing and paying off all the people in the voting chain, and I'm talking about the elected officials out there, to basically taint the election by allowing votes past the deadline, all that other good stuff. So you have, and this is another, you know, I paid my student loan debt. I'm going to get back on that for a minute here because we're going to talk about 9/11 in our next hour. Far left Democrats are rallying, and we're talking about Sanders, Tlaib, Jayapal, Khanna. We're talking all about, they want a cancellation of student loan debt. Well, listen, you little twerps. I paid my student loan debt in full. Right now, there's over $66 billion in student loan debt on the shoulders of people over the average age of 60. They are still trapped in student loan debt. And a lot of these people, if you, you know, dropped out of school, you got a grant, that's one thing. You can't ever have another grant again until you pay it off. But if you got a student loan, and it's not one of these private student loans, how many people out there, raise your hands, how many people out there know that student loans are securitized? And there's over 20,000 securitized trusts that securitize your student loan much the same way as they securitize car loans, credit cards. How many people know that? Raise your hand if you know that. I know that's a sight gag. I get it. You know, when you understand the power of securitization and what happened after the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act got passed and Glass-Steagall got repealed, you let the banks and every other yahoo into the securities market and made a mess of everything. So canceling this student loan debt is only going to hurt the banks and investors, and this is probably one of the reasons why the Republicans are trying to stop it. Frank, where are you calling from, sir?
Hey. None of your business. Hey, thanks for taking my call. The Federales got my name and number, so it don't matter. They're tracking it all. Hey,
so what's on your mind, sir?
Well, a couple things. First of all, Scarecrow was a Gene Hackman movie, you know, and we've got a puppet in the White House.
Yeah, there you are. That's why I call him Scarecrow, if he only had a brain.
Well, I'll tell you what, the movie with Gene Hackman was most excellent. People ought to watch it.
Okay.
And
will do.
Back on to student loans. My idea was is that they should just make student loans a flat rate, like 3 or 4%. Just a straight, non-increasing 3 or 4% across the board. Okay? And that would give everybody some balance and harmony in their lives and allow people to pay off their debts, okay, and go ahead with their lives. The third thing is, I wonder how the American people like Congress and the New World Order spending all their money, because it was American taxpayer dollars and our Social Security funds and the money for our children and our children's children that set this Yugoslavian government up and are paying for this war.
Yes, they are. We are.
And I don't think people realize that Yugoslavia was set up to sail. And I know for a fact that Biden is everybody knows that. But the real question is, will Moscow and Putin take that country back? They will decimate it to a point and continue until they will get that country, Yugoslavia, back. That's a fact of life that they will, one way or another, sooner or later, take Ukraine back. Okay?
And, I believe you.
And Putin and Moscow know it, And our government, the New World Order, knows it. And I just wanted to share that with you. That's a fact. Okay? They don't care what the cost is or how long it takes, but they will take Ukraine back. And that's a sad deal because we paid for all that crap, that fubar over there.
We the people.
Well, it wasn't we the people, because we the people don't even run this government anymore. Hey, thanks for taking the call. And,
appreciate it, Frank.
Hey, one more thing.
Shoot.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want to shoot anybody. When I have to shoot somebody, that's a sad. If I was a cop or if I'm a civilian, okay, taking another person's life ain't nothing to have on your conscience, okay, no matter how you justify it. And you know what? I'd rather be in heaven with the Lord and a spiritually sound mind before I advocate killing, okay? I know how to shoot the wound, okay? And there are plenty of different kind of bullets you can use without killing somebody, okay? You can use different, they got different loads for bullets, but you don't have to kill somebody to take them down. And I wish people would look into that fact before they start loading their guns.
Well, you know, I appreciate that word of encouragement there, Frank. Unfortunately, I think we're in a situation where a majority of our God-fearing, gun-toting citizens have been told by the police to shoot them in the face with the intent so they don't wake up and sue you. That's the downside of the whole equation, but that is the other side of the coin that we appreciate you sharing with us this morning. That is a valuable opinion. We appreciate you. Thank you, sir, for calling us up from wherever it is that you call us from. In the world of economy and business, Elon Musk, of course, has made headlines in so many different ways. He's been asked about what's going to happen with Hunter Biden's laptop now that Twitter is going to be in control. I got a survey this morning from the Convention of States. I subscribe to a lot of things so that I can keep tabs on what these people are doing, because now they're asking, you know, what they think Musk is going to do. And they give you four different choices and where are you from and what's your email and would you donate to our cause? And nope, sorry, I'm not giving you a dime. Because I'm afraid that if you get what you want, which is an Article 5, and you open up the Constitution, the big money interests are going to take over. They're going to run you into the ground. They're going to exterminate all the people that they don't want in power running the show. And they're going to do it themselves, and they're going to alter our Constitution and turn us into a communist state. That's what I'm afraid of. Because you have to have complete control and complete support of the states. And when not all of the states, and I think there's only like 19 right now that have supported out of 34 that are needed. When there's that much pushback, there's a lot of people out there that are thinking the same way I am. But Elon Musk, you know, now I'm speaking of the surveys that I got. He could still lose the Twitter deal if a higher offer is made, but really, $44 billion, you think anybody else is going to come in there and do that? I don't. The FCC commissioners rejected a call to block Elon Musk's Twitter takeover. That's right. Brendan Carr has rejected that call to block his purchase of Twitter. He said to suggest otherwise is absurd. He's not going to entertain any kind of frivolous arguments as to why Musk can't control that company. And he, by the way, Musk, I'm talking about here, wins a $13 billion Tesla shareholder lawsuit over the SolarCity acquisition. Latest news breaking this morning. At the time, Tesla stated in its blog, the two companies would create the world's only vertically integrated sustainable energy company and produce fully integrated residential, commercial, and grid-scale products that improve the way that energy is generated, stored, and consumed. When it was acquired in 2016, Musk, who was chairman of the board at both Tesla and SolarCity, owned a large portion of that entity. However, the shareholders accused the executive of coercing the electric vehicle company's board into the 2016 purchase of SolarCity while also acting in his own interest, stating it amounted to a bailout of the failing solar company. And, of course, we're going to include a PDF on your email blast. You know, folks, this is all there for you to research. The technocrats turn to satellites, geospatial intel for ESG compliance. This is coming from Technocracy News. It's there to set up environmental, social, and governance policies on the world. This is much the same. And all of it, the clients that are involved in it, the World Bank, Westwood, CN, SGS, Skytech, SBB, and ProRail. Pictera growing at a rapid pace. Just yesterday, the company raised $6.5 million in investment, led by venture capital firm Six Partners. That's VI. You got to wonder what's going on out here, and they're looking at ways to look at us from Earth's observation imagery. We've also got news stories out there on iron and vegetable oil becoming a deadly combo. Five misconceptions about weight loss and healthy eating. And we're talking about curcumin. And we got a product out there, Curcumin X4000 with fenugreek. I put that in there because I knew that our producers would plug into the Power Mall to help you out with that. Anything we can do to help you heal your damaged blood vessels is a good thing. And of course, we've got a little thing on being a Slim Jim or Skinny Sally and how eating at the wrong time of the day, especially when you are under stress, is not a good thing. In COVID-related news, I'm trying to get to a lot of this before we wrap up this hour. Former Pfizer VP is saying there's adverse impacts on conception and ability to sustain pregnancy, and they knew about it. You can read more about that in our email blast if you subscribe here. We will be back at the top of the hour after our break with Andy Steele, and it's all about 9/11 and his new book, Cartoon Comics, which I'm having a little bit of a hard time swallowing the whole thing. Some of it's fictional, some of it's not. You need to dial this in. Listen to this upcoming segment. Stay with us.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.